Back now with Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Gasoline prices are at nearly an all-time high, and further up the pipeline, the news is not encouraging. Crude oil prices are climbing again, this time over fears of supply disruptions due to bad weather in the Gulf of Mexico. Joining us is Bob Moon, New York Bureau Chief for Marketplace. Bob, well, how about these gasoline prices? Where are they going? Higher? How high?
How high? Well, maybe the question is, will they ever go back down again? Either way, we're at the mercy of a lot of different forces, the markets, the weather. And right now, it seems to be Mother Nature that's driving up the cost of crude oil. Blame Tropical Storm Cindy, which has disrupted shipments along the Gulf Coast and shut down an estimated 3% of the Gulf's oil and gas production yesterday. Now, this is big news because more than 50% of the country's oil imports come through states along the Gulf Coast, and those states provide around half of America's refining capacity. And Cindy isn't the only storm that's causing all the concern on the oil markets. Dennis could build a hurricane strength today. If it does, that would make it the earliest Atlantic hurricane. There are already four named storms. That's put the oil markets on edge. Crude oil prices rose almost a dollar this morning on the New York Mercantile Exchange to $60.50 a barrel.
Wow. How long will it take for the local gas station to reflect that increase of these crude oil prices?
Conventional wisdom is that it takes maybe a couple of weeks for these prices to make it through the pipeline. You can get some idea of where this might be headed if you look at gasoline prices for August delivery on the futures markets. They're already up more than 6 cents a gallon. And as we mentioned earlier, prices on the futures markets are nearing record highs. The Federal Energy Information Administration reported just yesterday that the average price for gasoline is approaching the all-time high that was set in mid-April. The national average for regular unleaded, now up to $2.23 a gallon. That's about 33 cents more than it was a year ago. The highest prices on the West Coast, the Gulf states, were enjoying the cheapest gas, but as we mentioned, that could change.
Is this just about supply and demand? Don't people raise questions about the possibility of collusion within the oil industry?
There have been those questions. We heard something about that from the Federal Trade Commission just yesterday, as a matter of fact. It's out with a report that looked into that question. It noted those suspicions that some have about mergers or anti-competitive conduct, but it says that it found market forces to be the primary drivers of both price increases and price spikes. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at why it seems every city on the map is trying to build a primo convention center and how that could turn out to be a developer's nightmare.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and it's produced by American Public Media.